The Whole30 is like pushing the reset button with your health, your habits, and your relationship with food. So for 30 days, you'll eliminate foods that the scientific literature and our clinical experience have shown are really commonly problematic to varying degrees across a broad range of people.
And so here we had this dilemma, this fact.
I spent almost a decade researching this subject.
From the Hint offices in San Francisco, I'm Kara Golden.
Every aspect of your metabolic health improves.
Each week, we're talking to innovators and game changers who think outside the box and tackle problems that few address. What does it really take to be unstoppable? Let's find out. Hey, I'm so excited about our next guest, Melissa Hartwig, who many of you know is the co-creator of the Whole30 program, which is this awesome nutritional program that emphasizes clean, fresh, good quality ingredients. And she's going to be here today. She's also the author of the not one, but two-time New York Times best-selling books, It Starts With Food and the Whole30, the 30-day guide to total health and food freedom book. Her third book, Food Freedom Forever, Letting Go of Bad Habits, Guilt, and Anxiety Around Food, was released this past fall. She comes to us, has a super interesting background and story, so definitely tune in to hear more. But Melissa is a certified sports nutritionist who specializes in helping people change their habits to live a longer and healthier life. Melissa has presented more than 150 health and nutrition seminars worldwide and is a prominent keynote speaker on social media and branding, health trends, and entrepreneurship. The Whole30 program was officially launched in 2009 when Melissa shared the details of a 30-day dietary experiment she and her co-founder had recently completed on her personal training blog. I remember hearing about it in 2010 when a friend actually told me about it, and I was surprised. I had never heard about it, and when I saw what she was doing, I was super, super psyched about it. But anyway, since then, the Whole30 community has grown by millions of fans and followers, and in a little bit, you're going to hear not just about the Whole30 program, but also about how she actually started the company, and we'll hear about what's inside the company, but also what's inside how she grew this business from basically nothing to what it is today. Melissa, so excited to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Kara, thank you so much. I've really been looking forward to this conversation.
That's so great. So everybody, so Melissa Hartwig from Whole30 Diet, which, P.S., I have to put a plug in here that Hint Water, which is my day job, founder and CEO of that company, we're finally Whole30 approved. I've been a huge fan, not only of Melissa, but also of the Whole30, just way of kind of living and the nutrition that they really emphasize with fresh and good quality ingredients. And so anyway, I'm really, really excited that we got Whole30 approved. And more than anything, can you tell us a little bit first about the diet and kind of why you decided to actually start this program?
Sure. I will say that just today I got a DM on Instagram from a woman who said, thank you so much for bringing Hint Water on as Whole30 approved. Because of Hint Water, I was able to kick my diet soda habit.
Hooray!
So I just love hearing stuff like that. I know, it's so exciting. Anyway, that just happened today. I was really excited.
That is so great.
So you can think of the Whole30 as like pushing the reset button with your health, your habits, and your relationship with food. So for 30 days, you'll eliminate foods that the scientific literature and our clinical experience have shown are really commonly problematic to varying degrees across a broad range of people. So you're going to pull those foods out for 30 days and you're going to see what happens. What happens to your energy, your sleep, your mood, digestion, cravings, your attention span, athletic performance, recovery, any number of medical symptoms. See what happens when you pull these potentially problematic foods out. At the end of the 30 days, you'll then bring those foods back in very carefully and systematically, kind of like a scientific experiment, and see what happens. So if you pull out a food group and your skin clears up and you put it back in and your skin breaks out, it gives you really valuable experience about how that food works for you. So the Whole30 is really designed to help you create the perfect diet for you, because there is no one size fits all.
Absolutely. The number of people that I've run into, friends of mine in particular over the last few years, it's not like they were heavy in my mind at all, but it seems consistent that these people were trying to actually get themselves as healthy as they could possibly be in their own mind. And they're all talking about the Whole30 diet. And so
yeah.
I just think that it's, to your point, it might be weight. It might be, hey, let's just start eating, you know, better for you food. It could be their skin. It could be some other issue that they may not tell me, right, as a friend on a day-to-day basis. But I think your program is really, it's using real food and good quality ingredients. And that's what's really inspiring and super helpful to all kinds of people trying to change in some way.
Thinking about what's for dinner, but you haven't had a minute to even think about it before now? Well, let's not make that mistake again. I have a tip for you. Factor. Stress-free, delicious, ready-to-eat meals, just perfect for spring and summer yumminess. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. Keto, vegan, veggie, or calorie smart, Factor has you covered. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week too, like breakfast and on-the-go lunch choices. Snacks and beverages now too. Stay fueled and feel good all day long with whatever they are creating over at Factor for you. And the best part, each meal is ready to eat in just 2 minutes or less. And who wouldn't want that? Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. Get started today and fuel up for your spring and summer goals. What are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/golden50 and use code golden50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's code golden50 at factormeals.com/golden50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. How often have you thought about learning a new language only to be stopped by that memory of yours from the last time you tried to learn a language when it didn't go so well? Okay, maybe it wasn't a language that you were interested in learning, or perhaps all those poorly written textbooks in your sixth grade class weren't that well written after all. I have a great tip for you. It's called Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program around, available on desktop or app. No matter where you choose to learn it or what platform you choose to learn on, Rosetta Stone works, and it truly immerses you in the language you choose to learn, quicker and easier than you ever imagined to. Maybe you're getting ready to travel abroad this summer and you want to learn a bit of Portuguese, let's say, before your trip. Rosetta Stone can help. I know this firsthand as I did just this before traveling to Portugal last year. I learned Portuguese through Rosetta Stone, and by doing so, I not only got a better grasp of the spoken language of Portugal, but it got me very excited for the trip itself before I went. They even have a true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation as you are learning too. They've got you covered. Rosetta Stone's trusted experts are the real deal. They've been helping people just like you for over 30 years. Helping millions of people to learn Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and my favorite, Portuguese. The lessons are 5 to 10 minutes long and include practical exercises so that you can pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. No English translations either, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language you are focused on, helping you get the long term retention you are looking for. And who wouldn't want that? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Kara Golden Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today.
Super awesome.
You know, we're not a weight loss program. But there's no caloric restriction. There's no counting. There's no weighing. There's no measuring your food. It's all about getting you back in touch with your body's natural regulatory mechanism and reestablishing a healthy relationship with food. Because so many people at this point with today's modern food and busy lives say they feel out of control with their food choices. And the Whole30 really helps you change your habits and establish a healthy relationship with food for the first time in maybe a long time.
That's awesome. So one thing that I wanted to touch on too, above and beyond kind of the Whole30 program itself, but sort of your personal backstory, like how did you decide to become an entrepreneur and actually focus on health? What was your backstory?
Well, my backstory goes back to when I was in college, like a freshman in college. I actually am a recovering drug addict. I've been clean for 17 years now. But when I was in college, starting then, I used for about 5 years. And I got clean by going to rehab and counseling with the support of family and friends. And through CrossFit and that connection, I started really getting more into nutrition and the benefits of healthy eating. And the Whole30 kind of happened in 2009 as an experiment, just in a kind of dare almost. My co-founder kind of had been doing some research into healthy eating and the impact that can have on inflammatory conditions in the body, and had a really amazing experience himself, and said to me, you know, what if we tried this super squeaky clean 30-day eating protocol? I wonder what would happen. And that was really the start of the first Whole30. We both had such profound experiences that I decided to share it on my personal blog. And a bunch of people in July 2009 decided to take it on. And I kind of led them through the process. And the more I realized how important it was, not only to change the food you put on your plate, but to address the bad habits and the dysfunctional relationship with food that you have, how critical that was for every area of your life, the more I kind of started talking about it and focusing on it. And we started traveling and doing seminars, and I kind of became an accidental entrepreneur. I never dreamed about owning my own business, but you know, we had gained so much momentum and so many people had results. It seemed natural to quit my day job and take this full time.
Yeah. I probably heard about you in 2010. And that was when a friend actually asked me about what you were doing and pointed me to your blog. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, what she's talking about just seems completely right on. What do you hear from consumers? You mentioned at the beginning of our talk that you heard from a consumer this morning. I'm sure you get lots of notes from consumers, and it sounds like you engage in a lot of conversations with your customers, which is awesome. Like, what do you think is the biggest challenge for consumers around getting healthy today?
Oh, I think it's a few things. I think one, there's just so much conflicting information. It's really hard to know what to try. I think the other challenge is that almost all of the mainstream diet or health information is really just weight loss. It's about getting weight off quickly, the quick fix, the fad, the supreme restriction, the kind of crazy non-science backed try this approach. And I think that only leads to, you know, depletion of willpower and your metabolism slowing down even more. And then when you come off of this crazy diet, you've lost a little bit of weight, but you haven't changed your habits or learned anything about the experience, and your willpower is depleted and your metabolism is slow, and you rebound and regain all the weight and feel like a giant failure. And I think people have gone through that experience so many times that they almost don't want to They don't know what to do, and they don't want to try anything else because their self-confidence can't take another massive fail like that. You know, it's almost not their fault. The diet industry in general has really failed them. And then compound that with the crazy kind of addictive nature of modern foods, the salt, the sugar, the fat, how it promotes overconsumption and craving. It's almost like we're stuck in like a lose-lose situation right now.
I 100% agree. Yeah, no, it's very confusing, I think, to the consumers. We see it in our business as well. So do you think like things like sugar, or I mean, I really put diet sweeteners into this category too, but there's been some doctors who have talked about the addiction to sweet and how that's really impacted you know, health a lot. What is your feeling on that topic?
You know, I think if you use the term addiction kind of colloquially, the way you're describing the overconsumption, the consequences of your choices being negative, but you still kind of consuming that same thing that's holding you hostage, the guilt, the shame, I think it absolutely is addictive in that sense. And you know, we know from studies and from work like Dr. David Kessler's that it actually changes the way our brain processes reward and pleasure. The overconsumption of these supernormally stimulating foods changes those pathways in the brain to make us continue to crave and continue to stress and continue to overconsume. And it's just like a really vicious cycle. Today's modern food landscape really sets us up for failure.
Absolutely. So one thing I really like about the Whole 32 is that a lot of people actually, when they talk to me about the Whole 30, they also talk to me about you and they know your story, which I think is just very much as, you know, if an entrepreneur is listening to this podcast and really trying to understand, like, you know, how do I grow my business? Should I have a story? I always think that today, it's so much easier for an entrepreneur to actually build their audience if they're willing to share their story and speak to, you know, their why. How do you think social media and storytelling and playing have played a role in kind of building the Whole 30 brand?
I mean, I think social media has been huge for Whole 30 and in a number of ways. One, it allows people doing the Whole 30 to gain that accountability and motivation and support that all of the habit research shows is so mission critical to actually creating and sustaining new healthy habits. That social support is enormous. And most of the people in the research that we've done, the vast majority of Whole 30ers are doing it alone. Their spouses aren't doing it with them, family members, friends, they're going it by themselves. So to have a built-in community where you can get that feedback and resources and tips and connection is enormous. I also think it helps give people a really quick at a glance idea of what the Whole 30 is all about. You know, there are a lot of media articles out there that really don't take the time to research our program and the philosophy and the spirit and intention. And there's a lot of misinformation about the Whole 30 out there. But if you come to our social media feed, you're going to see real healthy portions and delicious looking food and real people sharing their non-scale victories. You're not going to see a bunch of ads for supplements and a bunch of before and after in your bathing suit. It's real people who are talking about real, you know, issues with food and habits and behavior. And then I think finally, it gives me the opportunity to directly connect with my community. And every good thing I've ever done for Whole 30 and the brand has come because I've listened to what the community needs. They say to me, we need more resources in this area. I need more guidance in this. I need advice on this topic. I don't know what to do when my Whole 30 is over. I wrote a whole book because so many people in my community said, Whole 30 is over. It was amazing. I want to sustain my new healthy habits, but I don't know how. And I thought, okay, I can help with that. So through social, it gives me access to my community in a way that allows me to stay super engaged and just continue to give back based on what I can see they're asking for or what they need.
So what are some of the misconceptions people have about Whole 30? Because I think it is so great and for whatever it's worth. I think it's awesome and I can't imagine that anyone would have an issue with it.
Yeah, it seems crazy that eating whole, real, nutrient-dense food for 30 whole days is controversial. But some of the really common, I think, kind of pushback I get, a lot of people will get articles and the experts will say, well, it's not sustainable. Okay, it's a 30-day program. It's not the whole 365. No one is suggesting that you sustain it for the entirety of the rest of your life. Or people will say, well, you're really missing out on lots and lots of nutrients if you're giving up grains and legumes. And I'm like, really? Because we've done the research and we've compared a Whole 30 diet with a standard healthy American diet, and you're actually getting even more micronutrition from fresh fruits and vegetables. I also love the feedback from registered dietitians who say, you know, it's just not reasonable to expect people to cook all their food. And I'm like, really? Like, how else are you supposed to eat? And also ask your grandmother if that seemed reasonable. It is like crazy to me that in today's modern fast food, convenience, microwave, eat it in the car world, that the idea of actually preparing a meal with your own two hands and sitting down at a table is unreasonable. So, you know, that's some of the common pushback we get, but I really feel like if they had just taken like 5 minutes to research on our website what we're all about, a lot of those criticisms would go out the window.
Yeah. And people will always criticize. I mean, they, you know, you give them a platform to actually go and talk about something and they'll have some kind of opinion about it. So you are doing the right thing on focusing on your business and I think, and moving it forward. And you're always going to have, you know, the naysayers out there. So just talking about sort of starting the business too, did you actually get funding around the business when you first started, or what was sort of the kind of key metrics in kind of growing this initially?
You're asking me as if it was like some sort of actual plan. Yeah. And we were grown up, entrepreneurs.
I love it.
We know my co-founder and I, we had no idea what we were doing. I had a little bit of savings and I used that to float us for the first year, but we've never had any outside funding or outside investors. Luckily, or fortunately, or through the grace of God, we've been profitable since our very first year, which is fantastic. But we just like, we were kind of working our full-time jobs and doing this whole 30 stuff on the side on the weekends, traveling for seminars and writing blog posts at night. And we had built so much momentum that we knew we either had to kind of give it everything we had to see if it would go somewhere or if it was just going to founder. And we decided to jump in and we worked so hard for a couple years and gave a ton of stuff away for free to test the material and build the community and earn some loyalty and earn some goodwill. But we were totally making it up as we went. Still feel like I don't have any idea what I'm doing.
That's awesome. Have you ever read this book called The Originals?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you have to read it. So you're an original. So there's...
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, the author Adam Grant, who just actually co-wrote a book with Sheryl Sandberg called Option B, but incredible book. And he talks about how there's some companies, and you should be included in this, that just because the founder didn't give up their day job and go in and start a company, it doesn't mean that they can't grow a success or launch or grow a successful company. So he names a lot of examples around this new entrepreneur that had a day job and then they went and did something that they really believed in and were really passionate about it. And he cites some of his students actually who were in his class at University of Pennsylvania that run a company called Warby Parker, and how he basically thought that they were off their rocker and wouldn't be able to actually grow a company because they weren't giving up their day job in order to do what they really were wanting to do. So anyway, I've gotten to know him a little bit over the years and has joked around that I should have, you know, known you when I was writing this book because you're original. And I was like, write original part two then. And maybe you could be
you
in
go.
That one too. So anyway, I loved that story. So people want to get more information on the Whole 30 diet. Do you call your program a diet really, or is it just a way of life?
I actually call it a reset or a program.
Okay.
The word diet, it's not that it's not a diet. If you think about diet in terms of just the way I eat on a daily basis, but the word diet has such a negative connotation of deprivation and restriction and hunger and misery. So we usually refer to it as a program or a reset.
Yeah, I totally agree. So people go to what to find out more information about this program?
So, you know, we have a couple books. There's a book called The Whole 30, mm-hmm. and it has everything you need to do the program. It's all of the rules and an enormous FAQ and how to get started with the program and troubleshooting guidelines and more than 100 recipes to get you through. So you can start with that. And that's kind of an all-in-one, like get everything all in one place. But the entirety of the Whole 30 is available for free on our website. The program rules, tons of support, downloadable PDFs, a free Whole 30 forum, a ton of articles supporting the journey, everything. You could do this program completely for free on our website. And that's been a really important, I think, kind of imperative of mine since day one. The Whole 30 is free and will always be free because we just want as many people to participate as possible.
That's great. That's awesome for people to know that. So what do you have going forward besides the Whole 30 and you've developed this amazing program that is helping, I guess, hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I would think it's fair to say millions now. Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing.
A couple more books right now I'm in the middle of. One of them is going to be another cookbook, and I'm really excited about this cookbook. It is going to be, people are just going to absolutely freak out when they see the concept. So I'm really excited about that. We're rolling out really soon a Whole30 coaching certification program. So we want to get boots on the ground support for people doing the Whole30 all across the world. We want you to be able to find people in your own community to help guide you and motivate you and lead you through the program, providing you with resources and support and kind of community engagement. So we'll be rolling that out within the next couple of months. I'm really excited about that. And we're just going to continue. You know, we really don't have more than like a 2-year plan at any given time because we want to be flexible and really nimble. So if the community comes back and says, hey, this is something we're missing, we want to be able to kind of turn on a dime and put it out. So we're keeping some capacity in that aspect too.
I love the way that you talk about that because I really believe that brands like Whole30, while they start off with saying, okay, here's what I'm giving you, customers, now it's really about what should we be doing and really engaging mm-hmm. the customer. So you're building together, which I think it's from a brand strategy is just such a smart way to think about this program and really allow your fans and followers to be a part of this community and invest in decisions and kind of the direction that they're going. So such a smart, like, entrepreneurial lesson that I think a lot of people can learn based on what you're doing already. Love it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's certainly, again, I don't really know. We didn't really know what we were doing. We just knew that the community was the heart of this program. And if we were taking really good care of them, I feel like everything else kind of just falls into line.
Love it. Yeah, it's super great. Good. Well, I really appreciate your time and we would love to really just, how about, sorry, I'm getting a note in the background.
Oh,
how about general nutrition question? Oh, okay. So hydration. So when we look at hydration, and I guess there's sort of this theory that people should have 8 to 10 glasses of water, or obviously hint every single day. Like, what else is there that we can sort of talk to around hydration? What is your belief?
Well, you know, I think sometimes lack of hydration, being dehydrated, can kind of mask itself as hunger or cravings. It can have a huge impact on your energy levels, your performance in the gym. So you obviously want to make sure that, you know, on your Whole30 or in your regular healthy lifestyle, you are drinking a lot of water. And for obvious reasons, you know, a Washington Post article just came out, and I'm so glad to see this going mainstream, that juices, you know, everyone thinks of juice as the epitome of health food. But when you really look at what goes into juice, it's not that healthy. You're stripping away a lot of the micronutrients, and you're stripping away the fiber and the pulp and concentrating the sugars. And so, you know, I think there's been a movement away from that into like just drink some good water. And I love the idea of hint, making your water way less boring, naturally flavored, still really good hydration, no icky additives, no added sugar, no artificial sweeteners. If you can throw a few of those into your daily hydration routine, I think it'll make it a lot easier for you to get adequate hydration throughout the day. And I think it'll be a lot more fun.
Yep, definitely. Okay, cool. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much. That was fun. Thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Melissa. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
You can learn more about Melissa Hartwig and the Whole30 program on Whole30.com. Thanks so much for listening to Unstoppable. If you like what you heard, please help spread the word and leave us a review. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Please talk to me at KaraGolden.com. Until next time, be unstoppable.
Addictive nature of modern food.
Nutrition is important.
Obesity and diabetes epidemic.